This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical-grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog. Today's topics, loosely speaking.
Icy water, work boots, little woman.
Good morning.
Good morning. Boy, have things changed this morning, haven't they, Kate?
I'm looking at a different woman.
Oh,
she's laughing.
God.
She's smiling. She's a happy girl.
I mean, I don't know what to say other than jet lag. It must be real again. And I say it again and again. When will I learn that things are real? I mean, I knew this. I'm not sure, actually. And I'm not going to put something on it. I'm not going to insist on assigning meaning to yesterday's mood. But boy.
Let's just tell the listener we were going to record. And you simply couldn't emotionally. And that's okay. By the way, you've seen me have like meltdowns around like, you know, we're going to record Poog and I can't figure out the cord. And I'm so devastated that I fall silent. And like, I'm like, well, I can't do it.
And I want to be clear. When I talk about either Kate or myself, quote, having audio issues. Okay. I want to be very, very clear. This is not a case of lack of information. Okay. Or understanding. No, right. I guess occasionally with Kate, maybe
there
it is
a lack,
but what I'll say is we are not hindered by it because we're together and I talk you through. So,
right.
So in that way, you are also not hindered by it. As a team. And it's like, you know, when it's just brutal when someone wants to troubleshoot for you. See, it's really satisfying troubleshooting for you because it's often like accurate.
Yeah.
Like, can I talk about this morning?
Sure. Yeah.
Like, so I'm like, you know, so I'm coming out of Kate's MacBook speakers instead of through the earphones. Obviously a hideosity to hear my own voice bouncing through her home. And I say, you know, you start darting about, your eyes are darting about the screen. You're talking about Bluetooth. Okay. And, and I'm like, let's just check. Right.
Yeah.
Your output. And I go to the sound thing at the top of the screen. Okay. You go, I don't know how to tell you this. There's nothing there. And I go, top of the browser, top of the screen, your MacBook, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm looking at the MacBook.
Okay,
we go to the top. I'm like, there's one thing that looks like a little speaker with sound, good, whatever. You're like, it's not there. It's really strange. And I'm like, so there's a battery, there's whatever. You're like, I'm like, so let's start from the right. I'm like, there's a clock. Wait, sorry. I'm like, there's a clock. You're like, and you're like, it's so funny, Kate. You're like, oh, there's a clock, there's a date, there's Siri. Then, you know what I mean? Like the big pro, like instantly, yeah, yeah. You're like rattling off. Like, I can't explain it. Like, you know, like clock, date, Siri, da, da, da. You're like search. It, like, actually the speed with which the verbal was there, like search, Wi-Fi, battery, Bluetooth, battery, da, 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 da. And I was like, you said battery twice. Okay, something's going on here. I sense you're perceiving something, and then we found the sound, and then
we found
we're
it
soaring.
And now we're in. Yeah,
but when there's a complexity of issues, and you let someone know that, and they begin to solve for you. In my case, it's a literal nightmare because it all I hear, and this is my own issue. All I hear is them thinking that I don't know something that they know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got to work through that. But yeah, yesterday the audio issues, you know, which I fight like hell. You know, you know I solve. I troubleshoot.
Oh,
I order my own equipment, okay? I'm seven layers deep on powered hubs, you know, and whatever, and the thing I ordered just wasn't working, and it was, well, I'm not going to, you know, whatever. I figured it out. Doesn't matter. It's boring. It's fine.
You're
it's
in. The point is that we're in, and
the
we're
point
in
is,
and we're on.
Yes, it triggered, and then I threw my draft, like a big thick thing of paper. I threw it.
That's incredible. What a writer. And do the pages go flying?
Well, yes. I mean, but also like, but in this like unsatisfying way, because they didn't billow
what
in
movie
the air.
Is it where the draft?
Oh, I'll tell you.
Duh, Little
Wonder
Women.
Boys. Wonder. Oh. Let's talk about
I was going to say, oh, wait, two things. First of all, yeah, drafts of things in movies. Well, I just remember, and this is why, because, you know, this is so devastating, right? Like, I'm hearing this, like, kids now don't watch movies, like, they don't have the attention span. Like, young children no longer watch movies, they watch YouTube clips. They watch, like, the kids now watch on YouTube, like, videos of kids, like, putting on their shoes and going to school. Like, there isn't, children do not watch movies anymore, unless they
is
have, like...
Is that real? Because that's...
that is completely fucking real, unless
right,
parents
unless
have, like, an evangelical commitment to
film,
making them watch movies, but that's not what they do.
It's interesting.
So this, and it's, like, catharsis is real, because I remember when I watched Little Women, the Winona Ryder Little Women, I won't recognize any other ones, that's not true, but anyway, and I saw, and when Joe's draft is in the fire.
Well, let's talk about it. Actually, let's talk about it. I mean,
let's that,
say.
And I mean, and Winona, and
when
I'll just let,
her fury.
I'll let, her air, I'll let the name just stand out.
Let's
there
let the name
in the air.
Her face when she then lunges at Amy. Oh wait, yeah, Amy. I'm humiliated that I can't remember the exact line. Okay. But she goes at
she's
her.
Like, you something.
Yeah. I know. Cause in my mind, I'm like, you little bitch. But
I hate
that
you. No, she's like, I hate you.
I think so.
I'll never forget. And then remember this?
I know exactly
sorry,
what you're saying.
Joe.
Can I guess?
No, fuck. Fuck. Was that what it was?
Wait. No, it wasn't. But I did want to talk about that. Okay. Cause I was going to say the sort of, first of all, also, genius performance.
Kirsten
how
Dunst.
How old was she?
That's when God comes to the child. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she was.
And you know I'm against children
eight?
Acting. Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, or even
know.
12. I mean, she needs to be talked about a lot.
Kirsten?
Because she's, I mean, I just want to make sure she's being honored. I know I honored like fucking Tom Cruise last week or whatever, and I stand by.
No,
you know
she
what
needs
I mean?
To
but
be honored.
Like,
yeah.
She's like, and then like her expression, and then I'm always irritated at the way, like, I mean, as, you know, like at the character, like sort of like the way like Meg or the mother, like sort of like protect her, you know, like from Joe almost mm-hmm. Like that, you know, right. Whatever. Like, and she was just like, she was mad because she didn't get to like go to the thing, whatever.
The
whatever.
Ball. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and she got, you know, she won out in the end, didn't she? Anyway.
Holy so, shit.
I'll marry into the March family any way I can. That's a Lori. Okay. So Winona's face.
It's been years.
Immediately. Okay. And there's something on my list that I made note of, actually. It's about that particular Little Women today, which is weird.
Really?
So we're gonna,
that's
yeah.
really weird that
and
came
it's
up.
Coming. It's coming. So
wow. You were
so
hanging
I'm not ready to leave.
You want
I'm not ready
you
to leave.
You already had something on your list that you wanted to talk
yes.
about that was that Little Women. That's
that Little Woman, yeah.
That's yeah. Hashem. That's crazy. okay, keep going.
Okay, so the genius of Hashem, whatever, right, is that it's like, I don't know, my mother would point this out, like although I feel like it's changed, in TV and movies, when they'd be doing a prayer that normally would, you know, I guess I shouldn't even do it. I'm going to respect the thing. Say... A-T-O-N-A-I. Okay. It's sub oh. it in with uh-huh. Hashem.
With Hashem. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why the hard H is like, I can't, I'm like, I, for some reason it's sounding weird to me. It's like saying Hashem. I don't, it's like Hashem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. I guess because I'm subbing it for the A. Whatever. It's wrong. I'm humiliated. It doesn't matter.
Wait.
But it's like in TV wait, shows, fuck. She's like, they wouldn't, like, you're not supposed to use it in a fake way. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like yeah. the like good Jews writing the TV show sub in Hashem.
Right. Right. It's more real.
Like, and so you like see it in a scene. Except now I think they don't, and I hear it. I hear them saying the name wait. Of God. Okay. All right.
Wait, right. I have a
I'm sorry,
okay, this is an anecdote that I almost it's almost not worth saying, but for some reason I feel like I have to.
I beg to differ.
We talk about in fiction, reading contemporary fiction that's like buzzy and good and people love it or whatever, and something yes. that like pulls you out. I'm reading this current
yes.
novel, kind of a contemporary,
don't
like whatever
it.
The
don't
fuck.
Don't name it.
I'm not going to name it. And I just want to say I'm already irritated by the thing that I've been talking about of like these like hollowed bodies getting fucked. Like these women who are like, and it's usually kind of like
wait,
a.
Hollowed or hallowed? I mean, or both.
I guess both. I guess I meant like a frail
yeah, okay.
woman who's like not only interested in men, you know, like getting railed or whatever. And it's so, and then anyway, I'm reading this book. I'm like, okay, it's fine. It's like proficient enough or something. I'm like, okay. Interesting turn of phrase there, doll, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, and this little line threw me away and I almost threw the book across the room and I almost said, I'm out. Blah, 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 blah. And then there's a line where it says, I was kissing she's describing being a teenager kissing a girl. So it's like, I was kissing a girl from the other side of town. Blah, blah, blah. A girl from the other side of town. To me, that is, what the hell
my
are you
first
talking
thought,
about? By the way,
I thought
this
meant
isn't
kissing
middle
the
March.
Asshole. I thought it meant
what?
Kissing the anus for a second. Okay, it's like, I was, because you slowed it down so much, it was like, I was kissing a girl from the other side of town, if you know what I mean.
All right. Oh my God.
Then I got
no.
it. No, right, other side
like,
of the tracks.
It's like somebody being like, I'm writing a novel or something. A girl from the other side of town. By the way, there's
totally,
nothing in this
yeah.
book about, there's nothing like about that is illuminated. Like, oh, do you know what I mean? Like it was just this throwaway that's like, what yeah. year is it? What the hell are you talking about? By the way, everyone, unless someone is from your town, your block, you're always kissing someone from the other side of town. What are you talking about? I don't know why. It irritated me
no,
so
right,
much.
No, no, right.
And
well,
I'm terrified now in this moment that the literal writer will somehow know that the, like
clock it?
No, join the book. I think,
okay. Yeah, yeah.
What are you talking about? These like these tropes that we can't escape. These like turns of phrase that somehow.
I know.
Like. From
I'm thinking about it deeply. I'm thinking about it. No, the reason I'm thinking about it so intensely is I mean, is there any more characterization that like suggests like that she lives from it and it has a different lifestyle, blah, blah.
That's what I'm saying. There's no kind of like, oh, well, this is kind of talking about, you know, there's like a socioeconomic thing at play here because she's kissing a girl from the other side of town. It's like nothing like that. Like,
did she possibly mean it literally? I mean, like with no implication, like literally just like. A girl not on my block.
Yeah. No, I think that's what
it
was.
Is it possible?
But here's what is irritating. This belief in that phrase that somehow that insinuates
makes you means you're writing
something. Yeah. That what? That means you're writing.
It means you're writing. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. No, like it doesn't. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
No, the reason I'm contemplating this deeply versus firing back, right? Is because I'm immediately, well, first panic, you know, where is that word in the draft that I did pick up off the floor?
Of course.
Okay, where is that phrase?
Yeah.
However, what it immediately made me aware of is that it's interesting because in writing nonfiction, okay, or memoir or anything of that nature, or in conversation, right, there is value to constantly referencing tropes almost because we live with them, right? Like, I was just thinking about it, like, it's almost like...
Right. Yeah.
The way that... I was just thinking, like, because I'm like, I know I would feel a need to use that, and why? And it's not to say I was dating someone from the other side of town or whatever. It would be more like, it had that feeling, you know? Like...
Right, right, right.
Like, from referencing the drone.
Yeah.
No, like, we that do that all the permissible. Time.
This was not that. Right. This was embedded in... This was not that. Anyway.
No, you know what's, I mean, you know what's brutal? Like I got, I mean, me and Chris get really embarrassed with each other when we do honestly. Okay. Like just like encourage it, like honestly, you know? And it's like, like, because we're like, sorry. Like,
oh, I know.
Like
I
almost like, what are we really,
honestly,
or like, or like at the end of the day, like, you know what I mean? Like when you say this shit, like, and it or like, what's a big one I've been hearing on TV when I, because I've been watching Unsolved Mystery.
It's comforting though. Is what?
No, yeah. I mean, they're useful. It's just like, well, I'm watching Unsolved Mysteries right now. Then there's 3 or 8 new episodes. I can't remember, but, and so it's, you know, it's huge about Unsolved Mysteries. So people recounting these things in their life, you know, when their sister went missing, whatever, brutal shit that they've possibly, or, you know, murder, whatever. You know, they've had this conversation 1,000 times, right? In different settings, whether it's that night where they finally tell the new relationship about when their sister was murdered, okay?
Yeah.
Or just endless, the family, the cycling of these things. And there are these moments where you're like, they've said that one a lot, okay? Uh-huh. And there's nothing wrong with it, right? Like, it's not even like, there's something about it with Unsolved Mysteries in particular, because it'll be shit like this. It's like this shit they've worked and worked and worked right in their head. They're like, I walked the distance from her house to the train tracks. I was in work boots and I couldn't do it. And you're telling me she did it barefoot.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So it's like the amount of times like he's been like, I was in work boots or something. Okay. It's not even a perfect example because no real turn of phrase.
Well, by the way, I walked the distance is one of the most incredible in anything. I walked it. It's not even... Hey, what's that
like
in?
The day they in? Headed out to do the test? You know what I'm saying?
I'm getting a flash. Yeah, it's like, what movie? Because it's like every movie with murder, where it's like, I walked it. It's 50 like, feet.
Can't be done.
It's like, that's how like close that terrain. The killer was. Like, or like,
oh.
You know.
Like, oh, when I walk like, that okay, path anyway. Every morning kind of thing?
No, I meant when it's like, this person lived here and they were murdered by this person.
Oh.
I think it's from Zodiac. It's like, I walked it. Da-da-da. I mean, Zodiac. I can't believe, have we not talked about Zodiac on Poop?
Well, here's something going, I want to say about Zodiac.
That's top shelf. That's on the top, okay, DVD and, top shelf.
And we are, by the way, going to revisit the earlier part of this conversation in the second half because there's a lot of stuff and we can utilize the notation because I actually like, we will return to Little Woman, Women. I'm not done. Okay.
Little Woman. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
we will be returning.
But I'm so excited that I can't leave where we are right now. So where are we?
Zodiac.
What were we just saying? Oh, yeah. Here's one thing I'll say about Zodiac. Yeah. I know you brought it up, okay? But imagine this. You're in a hotel room, okay? You go, this is like not that long after it came out, but like you're like, so it's like even more exciting. You're like, oh my God, they have Zodiac. I'm going to watch it, okay? You watch the whole film. Okay. You get to the end where it goes black and words appear on the screen, literally telling you what happened. Okay. Absolutely essential information.
It's a Donovan song playing over the credits, I recall. Yeah.
By the way, read what it says.
Because the font's so small.
Too small.
That does feel familiar.
Like, straining. It was like straining, and I have, you know, so perfect funny. Eyesight, always have.
Yeah. Wow.
The idea of always have, by the way. The idea is always have, like, versus, you know, those kids born with 20-70 that just slowly improve. Adding always have is so rude.
Always have. But wait, that is very familiar. And I'm just going to.
Oh, okay, yeah, but we'll move off this.
But I'll just want to say that Robert Downey Jr.'s performance in Zodiac is absolutely masterful, and Robert Downey Jr. I've never seen him as a superhero. I know that's what he is now. I think, is he still the highest paid actor like on Earth or whatever? It's crazy.
All I'll say is I hope he was for a long because
time. Well, he was for I hope so
because you could have ended that sentence after Robert Downey Jr.'s performance in, and then you could have cut out and said no, and then you could have cut.
Sorry,
out
I'm not listening.
And
said greatest. Help me.
you could have cut out and said greatest thing I've ever, you know, greatest performance ever, and you'd be right.
It's home for the holiday season officially.
Oh, it's home for the holiday season, which I haven't seen in 20 years.
I urge you to rewatch immediately.
I will.
It is one
I have
of our finest
strong
films.
Associations.
Holly Hunter, everyone, and Robert Downey Jr. is electric. I think people say he was on like black tar or heroin at the time, but like something was going on. But fuck.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know the oscillations, you know, of his personal life. Okay.
Nor do I.
And health. Oh, right.
I don't.
And yet a performance has never not been good. So therefore, you know, any of that stuff is irrelevant because his performance has never not been good.
God bless
him. So isn't that nice?
It's only the thing. Yeah, completely. No, the consistency with which.
Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret. And hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover free life.
Want to know one of my favorite sounds? Here it is.
That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel.
And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching.
So you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Babbel is convenient. Kate and I talk about it all the time.
Love the way Babbel helps you for those quick real-world interactions.
Like how to order food or ask for directions. How to have a decent conversation with a merchant.
And who doesn't want to go on vacation and know the language?
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners.
Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/poog. Get 60% off at babbel.com/poog.
Spelled BABBEL.com/poog. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
I want to go into, and by the way, cut me off, whatever. I have a couple of things to say here. First of all, I was yesterday so high on matcha that I, because I've been talking, I think last episode I was saying I'm back on matcha. Yeah. I want my life to be coffee in the morning
and you want
switch
it sense.
To matcha
yeah.
after one
and,
cup.
You know, I'll take some too. I hope that's always clear that if I don't pipe in when Kate says she wants something, it doesn't mean I don't want it.
We want what the other person, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Always, yeah.
Always start there.
I got a matcha at a restaurant, and then about 2 hours later, I was with a friend. There's another matcha I wanted to try out
nearby.
Oh, Jesus,
like, another friend.
Let's fucking
all right.
do it. I went on tap, this matcha. It was unbelievable. Whoa. It was delicious. I came home. I started cleaning through drawers. I paid two online bills that I've been avoiding since 1902 because I couldn't figure out the website.
Did you have to do a login? Yeah. A fresh login?
I've been getting this bill for like a year that I just ignore, throw it away every time it comes. And I go, when it says collections agent, like on it, then I'll maybe open it. But I've been like, nope. I see it every time. Nope. Not dealing with it. Can't figure it out. It's not even like it's for such a high amount of money. It's just I can't figure it out. I fucking open the bill. I look at it, go, okay, we're going to do this today. I email the company going like, help me or whatever. I did this stuff. I could not believe it. I'm sorting. And then I sit down and I start reading a book.
What? Okay?
And I go, and then I literally close the book. I put it down. I stare into the wall and I go, I feel like I'm on Adderall, but it's better. It's different. So I texted a friend.
Damn.
Who I know has ADD. We've talked about it. She talks about matcha. I was like, sorry. Is matcha the answer? And she was like, yes. So it's time release. She started breaking down the science for me. She goes like, people with ADD, like, because I was prescribed Adderall for years.
Yeah.
And it's like,
me as well.
So like, it's the most terrifying drug on earth. And like, she was like, no, it is matcha. And I was like, well, I
lost
too
half
much.
My tongue on Adderall. It's all right. I mean, you know, just like sucking it through my teeth.
Oh my God. Well, I was, anyway.
Then I may return, to be clear. I may return to it. I don't need my tongue. All right.
I was so high, sitting on the couch. All of a sudden, my top lip starts spasming in this way. I was about to go to dinner with another friend. My top lip starts spasming. Okay. I go, okay, so one of my greatest fears is Bell's palsy or anything with the face that like where it switches off.
Sounds like the opposite of right, palsy, though, right?
Right. So then I start going, huh? I film it on my phone. I have footage of my lip twitching, spasming. It was really weird.
Exciting,
I Google it instantly. Too much caffeine.
Yeah,
that's like, a side effect. I was zooted on matcha. Okay, and I went to dinner. I went, I need two margaritas now. I need a downer to level me out. And then I was fine. Went to bed. I will say woke up at 1 a.m.
So you went to lunch with a friend and dinner with a different friend?
Yeah.
You are scum. Okay. Now, I know you always want to lock me in, but it's just, you know, just one on a schedule of, I guess, what is that, 14 a week?
No. it's true. I'm here in LA.
Sorry, I'm looking
I'm
for something. Because I'm
connecting with friends that I haven't seen.
No, that's totally fine. I just, wait, but hold on. Because there was one thing. Oh,
days.
Password recollections. Yeah. If a note could be made, I want to revisit that at some point. I was dying to break in. We'll get to that at the
break
end.
Break in about what?
Fine, I'll do it now.
About
I
what?
Just was thinking about you know, password, you with the bills and having to reset.
Oh,
okay?
My God.
And, you know, some websites fucking get it and some don't. But And I dare you to tell me, you know, that some app that's going to manage my passwords. I've downloaded one password and the whole thing. No. And it seems like a new lifestyle. It's not. Okay. It's like, it's not. And the other thing that doesn't work is when like Safari or whatever wants to generate a really strong password for you. Okay. And you click yes, and then it's gone instantly, and you don't know where it is, and then it autofills, and then it, okay, so, and then it's only in half your browsers. Absolute hell. It's all hell. The only way is to have a goddamn file where you generate your own strong passwords and you input them, and you have somewhere to go back to. The autosave. Do you feel sickness in your stomach when it autofills and you hit sign in and you're wondering whether the autofill was correct? Okay, it makes me sick.
Oh, sure.
Okay, and then the color red appears. The color red the font saying, you know, that's
not it.
Well,
by the way, Resy has a problem. The Resy, okay. Because I use Resy, OpenTable, these things.
Yes.
Resy, I need two-factor authentication. I need a two-factor authentication. Yes. Help me with the word. Help me. I'm drowning.
You got it. Authentication.
Jesus.
Well, I think authentify makes a lot of sense. So authentication makes plenty of authentification. Sense.
I need two-factor.
It's a natural proclivity for grammar.
With
that,
a friend.
That you were just, it was a natural proclivity for grammar that you just presented. I want to be clear. Do you understand?
Thank you.
Okay. Grammar is embedded where you're actually sort of creating your own. It's nothing to apologize for.
Anyway, I've almost withheld, by the way, it's not even business. I'm not paying them. Like what's the, you know, but
someone is.
You're going to text me the code every, I mean, it's anyway.
Okay. But, the only thing I will say that's come around that I appreciate is now, when an authentication password is texted to you, a code, and you're in whatever app.
It comes up.
It pops up, says, would you like to add this? And I go, thank you for doing something that helps.
Yeah.
For once. Okay, that's one. But the thing I want to talk about that I find completely unacceptable, and I'm in a loop with a couple companies with this.
Okay.
The ones that won't, and I'm not going to name them, okay? For a few reasons. We'll talk about offline, all right? But the ones that don't send it immediately when you try to reset a password.
It's coming in a few minutes. We don't have a few minutes.
Yeah. Not only do I not have a few minutes, I'm talking about ones that don't come for 45. Okay.
Where is it?
What do you mean?
Oh. Like if someone's file, someone has like a log and they're like, in a physical office doing that?
No, I think it's added as a form of security. Okay.
Oh, sure. That makes sense.
To slow down the bots. I don't know. Okay. But by the time that thing comes through, I've forgotten.
Yeah.
And then I go to sign into the website again, having forgotten the whole thing. Same scenario. I hit reset password. Are you ready for what it says?
What?
There's a reset password thing already in action right now. And then I go revisit the old thing that came in 2 days ago. Click on that, and it's
amazing that we can
I'm
do
sorry,
that.
I'm sorry to talk about this, the but day. It's real.
No, but things like that, it's amazing. Like when I did, so again, the last few days I've had this like shocking energy, and then the ability to like do some organization, get rid of things like, you know, donation boxes of I've been able to do stuff.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Somehow it just happens. There's something going on.
Not premenstrual.
I did.
Because there can be a cleaning up energy before premenstrual, literally.
I am premenstrual.
Okay,
it has to be more than that because I'm premenstrual all the time. You know, and I'm not cleaning. I feel like this is something else.
You mean once a month?
But there was a little bill. Back to bills. It was a physical bill that came in the mail. Something with the city where I had to pay like $30 and like log on to this thing, and I did it. And I was like,
LACWP.
Yeah, it was something like that, and it was like, how do we manage to get through the day? How do we manage? How it is so, those kinds of tasks crush me for years.
And you're not alone, okay?
It's just, I don't
know.
You're
really not alone. So there's an issue.
No, I know.
There's a hole in the marketplace, dare I say.
Okay. To fill.
Yeah. I mean, there's these.
Form people. Formpeople.com. And you hire someone, they do form.
You just forward it.
I guess that's just like what...
You know what I hate?
What?
I hate filling out an intake form at any sort of spa service. And I'll say it to the doctor.
They're like, do you have a heart murmur? I'm like, how about we just get the facial done, sweetie? How about you just turn on the machine and let's go?
Okay. I hate writing my address. Okay. The whole thing where I have a fantasy of, and I wonder if it would fly. Okay. Which is I'm going to get stickers that have my address and basic information. I'm going to have them in my purse. I don't have a purse, but nonetheless, okay. Smack down it goes. Yeah. Smack down it goes onto the form whenever needed.
I think they'd love it.
I mean, it would cover a lot of things. Like I could sort of figure out, like, all right, what's all the information they ever ask for? Yeah. Dump it down there, and I go, if you really need more than this,
then yeah.
You know, then come back at me. Isn't that a thrill?
It is a thrill.
I mean, I don't go to that many appointments, I guess, but every time I'm there, I think this is something I'm going to do.
Appointments. Now you're making me realize. I'm like, I still, maybe this is the, maybe today's the day, or no, it's Saturday. Maybe soon's the day where I get some kind of, I still want the functional doctor with the, to do the full blood shit panel. What the
okay,
full.
Okay. But did, I'm not, I know, but didn't you get your Viome kit?
I did. Love you. But I okay, just mean, I want like a doctor who's like looking at my blood, you know?
Sure, but the microbiome is a key factor.
Key.
So shit on that thing now. Okay, I'm waiting
until
tomorrow.
So just to tell the listener, we did request and receive from Viome these like shit kits. Have you done yours yet?
But to be clear, it's also blood and saliva. That's the only reason I was saying that. Blood, saliva, and shit. And it's the full body intelligence test. Okay, so you're learning microbiome of the mouth.
Wow.
You're getting information from your blood. Okay, there's a lot to it. It's the full body intelligence test. So it's a big deal. And, you know, they do a nice job with how they talk about collecting.
Did you do it?
The shit. No, I haven't done it yet. Because it's all got to be like, well, the two things have to be first in the morning. And like the blood and saliva. And I don't know, it just hasn't happened yet. Okay.
Yeah.
But... you got to do it before you eat or drink anything and, you know, whatever. So I thought they did a nice job with, you know, because, I mean, it immediately raises eyebrows. You know, Chris was like, I think it's illegal to send shit in the mail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And it's like, it's not, you know, it's a very small sample. Okay.
Of course.
But it's kind of funny to like have you, you know, do the collection. Obviously, like, my thought would just be, like, there's a small scooper. I'm like, why not just pop that in there and just drag something out, you know, when needed? Okay, instead, it's like a piece of paper that attaches to your toilet seat, like, stickers on each side.
Okay.
Okay? You go in it. Okay, I don't like that word, P-O-O-P. Yeah. Okay, I'm really not into saying it. I find it... Okay. Unattractive.
Great. Okay.
Everyone has, and the way everyone has embraced it, by the way, like the way like websites have embraced it.
Well, when adults embrace it in this way,
that's exactly what I'm referring
it's
to.
It's really
like they're really into being like, and even like, and
naughty.
I get it. Yeah.
They're like, yeah, like naughty. Mom's not home. We can finally be naughty. Talk about caca.
Like all of the, I wish the companies just went with shit. Okay. But they go with P-O-O-P. Okay. Which I find disgusting.
Like,
okay.
They try. It's so condescending.
It's, and there's a certain culture, and I understand why probably a lot of parents opt to say it. There's this sort of, it's been kind of, okay. I believe it started in the sort of granola, sort of 90s term, but camper thing. Like there was this thing on this camping trip that was like, it was called a schmoo shovel actually. So they didn't call it poop, but it was all just very like, I don't even like, frankly, when the vets say it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what I would prefer. I know what I prefer. Are you ready?
What?
Stool. I prefer stool. Yeah. Okay. It's fucking medical. One time, though, one vet texted defecate, and I thought that was a bit much.
That was so like poetic.
It was like almost vile. Like, yeah. I don't know, like or something. But yeah, like they're like, there's something about just being like, yeah, so just like chuck their okay, yeah. I hate that yeah, I did yeah, it. Yeah, and yeah. I asked that be beeped out. Okay, I hated it. All right. So anyway, there's a piece of paper, you know, you defecate on it. Okay, so now it's holding this there, and then there's a little tiny, tiny, tiny scoop, tiny, the size of a literal pea. Okay. I mean, they say, I think they, I don't know if they said level scoop, but they said, please, not heaping.
Please, God. Yeah.
Yeah. There's people that are like, well, more is more, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Imagine the people that, cause, and then you're supposed well, to you put you it learn in a test tube.
When you pee at the doctor into the cup. Which, by the way, yeah. I used to have so much anxiety and like inability to pee in the cup at the doctor's office. You know, I'd have to be there for like an hour. Have I told you about this? I was like,
well,
like,
have I told I was, you about?
I literally have to hang out by the water cooler, drink so much water, chatting with the nurses for 45 minutes. I just can't do it. And by the way,
I was catheterized as a child because of this. Okay. I talk about it in my book. Okay. But it's like, I mean, the other one. Okay. But it's like,
yeah, yeah.
And you know, it is insane. Okay. I should not have been catheterized. Okay.
It was insane.
Fulfillment of, you know, it was a cycle of anxiety. And this sort of came up when I said to my mom some years ago, because I would have this memory and then forget about the memory and go, I wonder what that was. And then like forget for 3 years and it would come up again. And it was literally mm-hmm. like the memory was like me in a dark room on my back on a table. Okay. Sorry, harsh light above.
So terrible.
And women yeah. like women in uniform, like around me. Are you ready? This is how I was like experienced the memory as quote, doing something with my vagina.
Oh my God. I know. No, this is like root trauma shit. This fucks people.
But yeah, so this I would like, have trouble fucks. Peeing at the thing. And then from years this after.
Was in a medical capacity, adults yes. exhibiting. Yes. Anxiety and fear around your genitalia fucks you. Mm. Some people, I mean, that will rock your world. And then you wake up at 42 and you go,
why can't I?
Why am I completely
yeah
separate from my
own
thingy?
Why am I dead from the waist down? Wait, what did you say? What was the word you said?
Thingy.
Okay. I thought you said thingya, which I thought was like disgusting, but sort of like similar to the nya
of fuck. I had something else coming through. It's gone.
I'm so sorry, but I was so excited to break in with the level to which I related. But then from then on, when I would go to my yearly physical, it was understood that Jackie just takes the cup home.
Okay, yeah, Jackie takes the cup home.
And we bring it later, whatever.
Because by the way, and I just want to say, people. You see these fools filling the cup to the brim.
Oh, you see them in the
you only
the
want
double,
an inch and a half.
The yeah, double like, entry cabinet. By the way, let's talk about the double entry cabinet for a second.
Yeah.
Okay. So, right, some doctor's offices. There's a cabinet, right?
Oh, there's just a shelf, and then that. I mean, that is when you just see the line of piss.
You open it up.
Mm-hmm.
You place your thing and you close abyss. It, and mm-hmm. then they on the other side open it up to grab it. Now you got to yeah. be careful though, because if you open that up.
And someone's peering in.
Yeah.
And your pants are
something's
your
not right. It shouldn't yeah. it should only allow one way open. And also, are you serious? You're seeing piss because that seems like a security problem. You could switch out the labels, so to speak. Or or like, you know, you take your piss, you bring a cup, fresh cup, you take your piss, you pour it out into a thing, pour theirs into a second thing, you rinse the two well, you clean them well, you rinse them well. You could sub your pee for someone else's if you, I don't know what your goal would be there.
Of course.
Something.
No, of course.
Oh, no. You get a, you like, you fill yourself with drugs.
Yeah,
then,
that would be.
And then ruin someone else. That would be
the way to do it. All this talk of piss and shit. I got to take a break, folks. I do have to pee really bad.
Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical-grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start.
This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to acalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's acalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen, and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Oh, I've added something to the regimen big time. I'm a glucose goddess convert like many, okay?
What?
If you're interested in glucose management as I am, the glucose goddess in her book, The Glucose Revolution, it's good. And I like her style because in all of her presentations of all of her stuff, eat salad, you know, before you eat your proteins, you're it's always like, if you feel like it. She just says, if you feel like it, like at the end of everything. And I appreciate that. But the big new thing I'm excited about is, because it has other benefits too, tablespoon of apple cider vinegar before a meal. Okay.
Okay.
Or
that
before.
I can commit to.
Are you ready for this? So,
before,
and I'll send you.
Cut to me never doing it, but before, yeah,
before,
after, okay, before.
Well, that might do other things, okay. Before, so, or literally before an ice cream cone.
Shut
if
up.
You're, some people only do it before sweets, so it wildly lowers the glucose spike reaction. Okay, so the whole thing is that non-diabetics, like they used to think only diabetics had these big. And, you know, by the way, I'm summarizing, paraphrasing. No one thinks we're doctors, but, you know.
Except us.
We all have spikes and they're fucking all of us. They're cooking us from the inside. Glycation, we're aging. Okay. Every single thing, you know, it was glucose the whole time, basically. Okay.
Right.
So every spike is inflammation, every spike, whatever. So. And for me, mood, is a big one. So,
mood, baby.
So if you, she just keeps posting these charts of the glucose, of the blood sugar stability, and whether it spikes. And if you have apple cider vinegar tablespoon, like before your ice cream cone, literally, like you might stay completely in a stable range. No crash. People's migraines are disappearing. People's moods are improving. Okay. It's like apple cider vinegar meal. You're less likely to bitch at your partner. That's like literally one of the studies.
Well, I need that.
They did a study where it was like, you know, after the glucose spike versus, you know, without it or whatever, or they had the people eat the thing with the protein versus not with the protein, whatever. And like, and in each one, you got to play a game after where you could choose to punish someone or not. And the people that had the glucose spike, like all like chose to punish. Imagine being in the study though, also like in like,
yeah,
and being like, yeah. Yeah.
Let's, you know, give them like, a little scare.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you never know what they're studying. I guess, you know, if the study's good, but.
I understand. I mean, I think, yeah,
So anyway, I'm excited about that. Haven't had lemon water in 3 months. I was wondering.
I haven't done the lemon slurry drink in months. I actually, forgive me if I said this in the last episode, but I have something to beg for. I have a couple holiday wish list big items to start bringing up. I want a juicer. I want a juicer.
Really?
Juicer. I want a juicer.
Why? Yes. When juicers take all the fiber out and destroy everything you're doing.
How dare you, bitch.
I know.
No.
Yeah.
You're screaming yes. No.
Juice is trash.
No, listen. I actually am not a huge juice person.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, juice cleanses all that. I in no way support.
Cleanse if you're going to go that route.
Soup, broth, let's go. But listen. No, Jacqueline, listen.
Let me guess.
I can't accept what you're saying because, what?
All right, go on.
I'm talking about, here's the kind of juice I would love to make.
My face. Yeah.
I'd love to throw celery in there, lemon, parsley, cilantro, lime, maybe half a green apple.
Funny, when the pith contains all the nutrients.
No.
juicers are
in the green.
Welcome to the biggest lie of 1998.
Okay, I love this. I love this.
Okay, I know. No, I know. I'll do some more research, okay? But there's a reason.
I don't know. I think that the green.
No, with the green, okay?
I'm talking about greens. I'm not talking about juicing. I'm not
juicing, like, a strawberry or whatever.
No.
I mean, but still a cake.
A beet. Mm.
I
know what you mean about the fiber.
I read books about, I'm sorry to bring it back to glucose, but, you know, for at least a few episodes, this podcast might as well be called Sorry to Bring It Back to Glucose, because I'm hooked, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but the fiber keeps it from being a glucose spike. I mean, that's why nature had us eating the fruit. Nature didn't have a juicer. Trees didn't fall on 200 berries and instantly juice them and stick them in your veins.
But there has to be something about, you can absorb the nutrients from, say, kale,
right?
Herbs.
Right. No, I do. I think the claim by the juice people is that it's low effort on the digestive system, right?
Ding dong. Yep.
However, as a chronically constipated woman, Kate, where the hell do you
get
off?
That's private.
Where the hell do you talk about it near weekly? I'm sorry. You can cut it. I honestly thought
I'm joking.
It was like,
I'm joking. Okay. I'm completely joking.
No, but you were talking about pellets like last week.
No.
Oh. You sure?
Yeah. God, this really, I feel like there was one other Poog episode a long time ago where we talked about a lot. Oh my God, I said it. Coming out.
You know what I hate about it also? It's like the ew. The, like,
yeah.
The ew. Oop. Oop. Oopsie daisies. Oopsie daisies. Okay.
Yeah.
I used to do a thing.
But you saying you being like, juice is a lie, there's really something there.
I read these books called The Green Smoothie Revolution about 13 years ago, okay, where they really just, they made the case. And, you know, but I also think, like, I think it's most relevant with fruit, okay, because of the sugar content.
Yes, of course. I'm talking about green juices.
So, I know, but I just think, why not get the benefit of the fiber? And I just think, why not get the benefit of the pith of...
No, eat a salad, of course. Eat the vegetables. I do that as well.
No, the pith of the lime, though. So what I'm saying is, you throw the full lime into the Vitamix or whatever you're using, the Ninja, right? Which I'm using too.
Or talking about the slurry I'm doing. Yeah, the Vitamix, yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying, well, slurry, but I'm saying smoothie versus juice.
Yeah, juice the pith. No, you're right.
You can't juice the pith. You're missing the pith.
Right. You're missing the pith for sure.
I keep getting worried that people are like, there's a weird thing where every time I say pith, I hear
piss,
but with a lisp. Like, I'm like,
yeah.
And we're just like throwing it around confidently. I don't know. Yeah. I was like, you need the pith.
No, we know what you're talking about.
Do you want to know why? Wait, can we just go back to the burning of the books, though? I mean, of Joe's please. Book.
Let's go back.
You know, I felt she forgave her too quickly.
God, I know.
Okay, mere like an hour later, it's, I love my, she's like, it's something like, I could never hate my sisters.
Yeah.
And there's kittens on the bed. And I'm like, no, no. And then
it's unforgivable.
No, it's not hours later. It's like, it's not hours later. I just remember. Oh, it's like, sorry, Joe, leaves the room.
No, yeah.
Sorry, and then Joe. It's not until, this is why they're in the bed with kittens wrapped up. It's not until Amy falls to the
almost
ice.
Dies. And by the way, that's how you tell a fucking story. That's why it's a classic, folks.
Yes.
Make things happen in the story.
Yes, yes. But then, you know, fair enough. I still felt, though, I guess I felt like her almost dying doesn't undo what she did. I mean, forgiveness is a radical act of faith. It always is, of course. I'm not saying forgiveness is wrong. I'm just saying that part of me was I mean, that's a massive loss.
Yeah. When she plunges into the icy river.
Yeah.
Wim Hof God. Method.
Yeah.
Wim Hof would have been, stay in there, doll.
Yeah, stay in there. Keep breathing.
So cool, the thing of like, Wim Hof, you know, again, I'm going to butcher this. Look it up on your own time.
Yeah.
He came to his practice after like losing his wife, like the horrific grief.
Oh, right.
And he was like, I want to die. Like,
yeah.
The level of pain. And then he started plunging himself into ice water. It's like the only way to like make physical pain. Yeah.
Oh, is that kind of the, was it about, to experience what he was experiencing, kind of like,
yeah, something like what something drove him
intriguing
into the icy water
related
was
to
like
the grief, for sure. Yeah,
he's hot.
Yeah,
someone tells me he's having no trouble these days.
Yeah,
you know, he's like the
having
widow,
them in, having
and
them in
like,
the water,
the
having them in the water,
and he goes in, he's like, ah, and you know, well, it's like,
well,
scores of like
what's
of like
happening in the
water,
hottest
women,
like the ones that he brings in by hand. Okay, then the whole motion of them breathing, he can hide what's happening under the surface of the water.
Oh my God! So
they're like no, you know what they're like private session with Wim Hof or Wim
can
Hof or whatever it is with Wim Wenders. Okay,
yeah.
and they're like private session. It's like $300. Okay, they're like, you know, like private consultation $300. Right? They're like in water. Consultation, okay, yeah. Like where you go into the water with
free.
Him, $450. Okay, no, I was gonna say $450, and then I was gonna say in water consultation asterisk free, and it doesn't say anything else. You just have to know.
Hands above water, $450. Hands submerged, free. No, I, can you imagine? I'm imagining. He's a genius. I mean, he's a genius. Because you know.
He could have done it in ice. Why isn't he in a cryo bin? The cover of the water. It's actually easier to access. It's actually easier to access a cryo bin than it is icy cold water these days in most communities. So to say it's like it's about access is a lie. Well, anyone could just hop in their local creek.
Yeah, at dawn in the middle of winter, before it was maximum freezing.
It was always about the bikinis for him.
I'm picturing the hot women being like, Vim, I was really resistant at Vim. First, but being in there. And I really, and trying to, as what happens. I mean, can you imagine? He is getting fucked around the clock. He's a
really
lucky boy.
Think so?
Yeah.
I mean, just putting
aside.
And by
the way, go for it. I think
no,
it's great.
Sure. I mean.
I think there
oh, you're
is,
saying, like you're kind of getting, noting the irony of
I think
sort of the grief, the widower's grief.
Tell me about it. But I think
actually a lot of widows, though. I think a lot of widow men.
Clean up.
Yeah. Okay, ice cold water or not, I think the grief, you know, I don't know if it's, what is
it's
it?
It's the knowledge they can commit. And it's the it's also the safe threat of the dead wife. Of like,
the threat of the third person's dead. Right. The threat of the third. Like it's like, yeah, it there's something about that in eroticism. There was a book, but it's like,
oh, really?
Yeah, it's called The Threat of the Third. It's like, so that's like a safe threat of the third in that sense. And then
looking it up.
But I think there's something with the grief. I think there's something about like perceived emotional depth.
Yes, absolutely.
It's the only kind of permissible emotionality for a man.
Oh, right. You know, it's like, well, you got to grieve the dead wife. And it's like, look at him. He's sad about the dead woman.
Right.
Like, it's like,
God.
Poor boys.
Oh, I was just thinking of White Lotus. You watching it? Oh, you saw everything. The premiere? It was just like, no, wounded no, I've only birds. Seen, when he I've says only wounded seen
the
birds.
First two. There's only two out. What's the day? Oh, the third one comes up.
Oh, maybe there is. Right. There is two. I guess I experienced three because I found them so satisfying.
Well put.
Funny, I didn't receive a kit on launch, but I guess that's.
Nor did I.
I guess I'm not. Okay. Well, okay. Now I feel better. I actually was awake in the night thinking, you know, somehow my status had dropped with the folks over at White Lotus.
And I just want to say that the away suitcase that we were gifted with the White Lotus gift bag, which will reign supreme in the memory for all of time. Use it all the time. Going to Toronto a couple nights.
If that's all I got out of running in a showbiz circle in this life,
I know
that one gift, that one gift, special gift.
I can't believe
I was sent it.
I'll never forget receiving.
It's all I need. It's all I need. Wait, so we're gonna end soon, but wait, what are you just saying? Oh, Vim. Oh, right, grief. Right, Vim. The cold water. Oh, here's the other thing that just. Before we get back to Little Women, just the one thing that does need to be acknowledged. Okay. Here it is. Here it is, everyone.
Okay, I'm waiting.
Okay, it's like the most effective magic is the magic you create yourself. Okay, literally as in like practical magic.
And let's take a minute with that.
Okay, so Vim creating that for himself, okay? Out of his need, out of his pain, okay, means it works on a level for it. That is inherently different than learning the practice from Vim. Doesn't mean it can't have benefits.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it can't have massive benefits. Right.
That's his spiritual.
To come to it. So if you can give yourself, you know, like if you can like think to like I'll speak for no one. You know, it's like, let me go to the expert. Let me go to the thing. Let me adopt the habit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't it be fun to at least make space, okay, for one thing I create myself?
Yes, totally.
I like to stand, you know, on a rock. I've always thought, actually, if I just spent like, if my practice was 10 minutes standing on one rock every day, that would be something.
By the way, that is a thing.
Grounding?
I have to figure it out. No, but I just mean there's like an ancient image of like, and I think it's a Joker, balancing on the ball.
Oh,
which is like that might seem familiar, but that goes back like.
Oh, I don't mean to imply that it's novel or something or like.
No, I know, but it's a thing about balancing on the ball.
Well, I don't know if the listeners know this. I mean, I don't think they do. I can walk on stilts.
Well, I didn't know that either. What are you talking about?
Okay, a lot of people don't know this about me. Okay, but I went to circus camp as a child. And I used to just walk around my home on stilts. I just sort of wander into the kitchen when my brother had a friend over casually.
This is the sweetest thing in the world.
Obviously looking to show
integrate
off.
Integrate it into the act now.
The thing that my note. Okay. And my note about Little Women.
Oh, yeah, please.
So Little Women, Gabriel Byrne, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The professor.
Mm-hmm. Hot baby.
Let's talk about...
How much older is he than Joe?
I mean...
10?
I mean, oh, way more. I mean, to me, Gabriel Byrne's always been kind of a like, kind of inherently 55, yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe even older, but so it's hard to say actually. But
is there a book called
called what?
I don't know why. Is there a book called Fuck You, I'm 50? I don't think there is. I just had this I just had this image because you said something about being 50 and I had this image of us in our 50s and I was like, yeah. I'm going to write a book when I'm 52 called Fuck You, I'm 50. Yes. Look it up. I don't think it's real.
No, it's not real because they've only started recently integrating fuck into book titles.
It's not real. Can't you see me in every
the series
every
of symbols,
fuck
of course.
You, I'm 50.
Oh, totally. Well, I see us in skirt suits. Sorry, I put myself in the book as well. Skirt yeah. suits on the cover, cross-legged, leaning forward. Fuck yeah. you, I'm 50. But
totally. We'll do the 50 tour.
I mean, but really, it should be. Yeah, I mean, at every. Okay, wait, hold on.
I'm sorry, I took you off. Gabriel come back, Byrne. Please come back. Okay.
So the note it was twofold. One. Because I made a note to myself and then thought, I'm going to share this with Kate. So the first thought was that, all right. Do you know the song by Jewel, Foolish Games?
Yes, of course.
I dare you to listen to Foolish Games, place yourself inside of it, sing it with all of your truth and not be moved to tears. Okay.
Oh my God, yeah.
Okay. So I'll just let the listeners do that this week.
I already am remembering it. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I haven't thought of it in so long.
Tearing me.
Okay.
It's absolutely stunning.
Jewel had something that we haven't seen since, but continue. No.
So my realization is that simultaneously for me, and I like to believe permanently, Foolish Games is the song of after Joe's relationship with the professor Sours, which didn't.
Wait, okay, you mean hold like on. The postscript?
Well,
an imagined postscript.
An imagined postscript. Okay, because in the relationship holds. Okay, you're always brilliant in the morning.
The mornings,
smoking your cigarette and talking over coffee. Philosophies and art, Baroque moves you. You love Mozart.
Exactly.
You speak of your loved ones. It's like, well, I clumsily strum my guitar. Okay, I know she didn't have a guitar, but you know what I mean. Excuse me.
God,
okay.
What's it about?
Yes, I'm mistaking you for somebody else.
Somebody
gives a damn. Somebody more like myself.
Ooh.
Okay, right there, she saw in him what was really in her. Okay,
well, isn't that the lover's discourse?
My hands behind my back, right. She's clumsy. She's, but if you go through every lyric, it just works. Okay, her sitting there. That was always a concern. I like, and honestly, he's kind of a bastard. I don't love the way
after
the
relationship sours.
I don't love the way. I think okay. I don't love that professor, you know, sort of bullies Joe into finally writing about her old life and not writing about like Rodrigo and adventures.
Right.
There's something a little like, I don't know, like annoying that's given over
it's
the professor.
Classic.
Just because he had good advice in that way doesn't mean like she has to marry him.
By the way, I've received that advice, like thinking about it. Not to bring it to comedy, but like I have been told, like I remember when I was like very young, like 17, 18, doing
of course, stand-up, yeah.
And men being like,
of course,
about your childhood.
Ew.
Like being like, yeah. What about when you were a little girl?
No, right. You and like, your, really, not
and
you and like, your,
get away from
you and your gay, you and your like, I mean, yeah, everything's, I mean,
whatever.
How about never speak to a woman about her heart? Never.
Wait, so you're imagining that song is the anthem to the postscript of their relationship soured?
Yeah.
How quickly did you think it soured?
The same room.
How quickly did you think it soured? I didn't want it
to. I don't know.
Ew. You're really turning me against that union. And that's fine. But I'm really seeing it now in a different way. So quickly, everything can change.
Because she, you know, I think... It's like me and my dearest oldest friend, like we used to have this like joke about like, because, you know, she would be like, you know, like, obviously I'd choose Lori, whatever, right? And I'd be like, no, you're gonna end up with the professor, you're gonna end up with the professor. Like, I would joke, ongoing joke, you're gonna end up with the professor one day. Like, anytime she was dating anybody that like was more Lori than professor, I'm like, yeah, but you're gonna end up with the professor.
Yeah.
Because we perceived, you know, as I still kind of do, any film as being like sort of philosophically inherently true.
Yeah.
Like, Joe marries a professor, like,
you're gonna marry. Yeah.
Like, it's just, that's how life goes.
Beautiful.
But we're not all Joe, you know, maybe
we cling
Amy.
To myth.
I sure do. I go, I think movies are real that way. So it's just, it is what it is. But anyway, yeah, take a listen.
Okay, I'm going to listen to
Foolish Games. You know, get the lyrics back in your head, you know, prepare. And then give yourself like six listens and six self-performances.
Six?
Philosophies and art baroque moves you. Okay, I just want to say, when I break into song on Poog, I need everyone to know my voice is better than it is on Poog, because there's a terror, okay, that literally locks up my vocal cords.
No, you're doing, it's the half performance.
Yeah. I just need them to know.
Yeah.
By the way, also not a joke is, I know we got to go, but the other, I mean, don't sneeze at, people live their lives a day in 14V, they know you're better than me.
Yeah. We won't.
Who will save your soul?
I mean,
it's unbelievable. All right.
I'm starving. I'm going to go saute some Swiss chard, drop a couple eggs on there, get some toast in there, have kind of a morning platter. Mm. And then I'm actually going to take a day off matcha, because my matcha brilliant friend
yes.
said that you don't want to do matcha. Like, the high of the matcha will, of course, degrade. You'll get accustomed to it. So it's actually kind of, if you're relying on matcha as a stimulant, as a safe time release stimulant,
right?
You want to kind save of it. Take breaks. And again, yesterday I was soaring.
Damn.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to go gua sha.
The pleasure was all mine.
That was Poog.
If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical-grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.